Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. A political upheaval over the Rafale deal continues. Under attack for allegedly extracting political mileage for a courtesy visit to Manohar Parrikar, Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday issued a detailed denial. Rahul Gandhi said he has divulged nothing of their latest discussions. What he said was in public domain. He also emphasized with Mr. Parrikar, whose sharp letter criticizing him was written under immense pressure. Alleging that Parrikar's letter was leaked to the media before it reached him, Rahul Gandhi said it had forced him to clarify his position on this unfortunate and unnecessary controversy. Now, on Thursday, Rahul Gandhi had visited Mr. Parrikar, who is battling a pancreatic ailment. In the evening and later on Wednesday, Rahul Gandhi had said that he had discussions with the Goa chief minister, who before the state assignment was handling the defense portfolio at the center. During a party meeting at Delhi's Talcatora Stadium, Rahul Gandhi said that Parrikar had told me that when the deal was changed, the Prime Minister did not get the country's defence minister on board. Now, within a few hours, Manohar Parrikar wrote to the Congress chief accusing him of lying. The Rafale fighter jet deal, he wrote, had not even come up during their private conversation. Paying a curtsy visit and then stooping so low as to make a false statement for petty political gain has raised, in my mind, questions about the sincerity and purpose of your visit, wrote Parrikar. He further added that such tactics should not be adopted against a person who's fighting a life-threatening illness. However, Rahul Gandhi, in a sharp retort, said that it was a fact that in April 2015, while the minister was inaugurating a fish market in Goa, PM Modi went ahead and announced the Rafale deal in France. It is also a fact that you clearly stated to the press that you need no idea about the deal engineered by the PM. This has been widely reported in all sections of the media, Rahul Gandhi further wrote in his letter. Now, what's more is that tomorrow's budget session is expected to be a turning point for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls, especially with the expected reveal of the Comptroller and Auditor General report on this Rafale deal. Moving on, bigwigs like Congress's Randeep Singh Surjewala and the Chautala clan locked in a multi-cornered fight, the Jind Bhai Assembly election result today will provide a glimpse into the political sentiment in Haryana months ahead of the Lok Sabha elections and the state elections scheduled for later this year. The Jind Bhai poll was necessitated following the death of INLD MLA Harichand Meedha, whose son Krishna Meedha is the BJP candidate. The Congress fielded its chief national spokesperson and Kaithal MLA Randeep Singh Surjewala. The INLD is banking on Umed Redhu to retain the seat. Meanwhile, the JJP has put its weight behind Digvijay Chautala, the younger son of jail leader Ajay Singh Chautala, who broke away from the INLD and floated the party. Former ICICI Bank CEO Chanda Kochhar has found herself in the eye of controversies once again after she was indicted for violating the bank's code of conduct. Retired Justice B.N. Sri Krishna, who submitted the inquiry report yesterday, concluded that there was a lack of diligence with respect to annual disclosures and violation of code of conduct on her part. Kochhar, who was on leave from June and finally decided to resign in October, responded to the report in a statement saying, "I'm utterly disappointed, hurt and shocked by the decision." On 24th of January, Chanda Kochhar, along with her husband Deepak Kochhar and Videocon Group MD Venu Gopal Dhoot, were booked by the Central Bureau of Investigation, the CBI, over charges of criminal conspiracy and cheating in a case linked to alleged irregularities in loans. Now with that, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories that you may have missed from yesterday. In a major breakthrough in the Augusta Westland VVIP chopper scandal, two of the accused, the lobbyist Deepak Talwar and businessman Rajiv Saxena, were extradited to India yesterday. The Dubai-based businessman and corporate aviation lobbyist were deported to India in an operation from Dubai and are expected to be handed over to the Enforcement Directorate. In December last year, another co-accused and alleged middleman in the case, British national Christian James Michel, was extradited from Dubai to India and is currently in judicial custody. The controversy over buying of 12 Augusta Westland helicopters came to light when it was revealed that Augusta Westland's executive, the Italian businessman Giuseppe Orsi, in association with several other middlemen, had bribed several Indian politicians, bureaucrats, and the Indian Air Force officials. Moving on, in a major setback to the central government on Tuesday, with the resignations of acting chairman P.C. Mohanan and independent member J.V. Meenakshi, the India's National Statistical Commission officially ceased to exist. When asked about the reasons for his resignation, Mohanan told News 18 that he resigned because they were not being taken seriously. According to him, the National Sample Survey Office report on jobs post-demonetization was approved of by the commission but never saw the light of the day. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.